Hi, it's Graham Stoney here, and we're talking dating, relationships, and attraction. And I have a really special guest for you today. Her name is Sharon Cullington, and she's special for two reasons. Firstly, is that she's a woman, so she can give a woman's perspective on the whole dating and attraction kind of side of things. And secondly, Sharon is a personal stylist and life coach. So she actually specializes in doing this for a living. So I want to welcome you, Sharon, today.
Thank you, Graham.
Okay, so could you tell me a little bit about how you got into the whole personal stylist and life coaching kind of side of things?
Yes, I started fashion at the age of 16. I left school and did a fashion design course. And over the next 20 years or so, I managed and ran about five different boutiques. So I've dressed thousands and thousands of bodies and shapes and people and really got a lot of pleasure out of that. And after doing that for 20 years, I thought, oh, I wonder if there's anything else I can do. And I really like talking to people and hearing their stories. And it's a bit like when you're dressing people, it's a bit like being a hairdresser. You actually hear their stories and give them advice while you're dressing them. So I thought, I'd really like to do that for a living as well. So that's how I got into coaching. And it just evolved that the two work together, helping people to be their best on the outside as well as the inside. It all just seemed to work well together. So I started focusing on men's dressing when I started my dinner club in about 2001, I think it was in January. I noticed most of the women sort of knew how to get it together, but a lot of the guys were struggling a bit. So that's when I decided that guys needed a bit of a hand as well. And then I started enjoying that. So that sort of got me to relationship coaching. When I was dressing the guys, they were telling me how confused they were about relationships too. So, I heard their stories and they always liked a woman's perspective.
Sure, I think a lot of guys will be able to relate to that. I certainly can. And so, could you tell me a little bit more about some of the kind of the guys that you work with and what they're looking for?
There's guys sort of from all areas of life that like a bit of a revamp, I think. Often men keeping the same look that they had when they were sort of in their early 20s and were probably enjoying life then without too many responsibilities and probably, we're very confident when we're in our early 20s, because we don't sort of think about things too much, I guess. But I found that by the time the guys got into their 30s, they weren't quite sure what style that suited them. And so I have businessmen who come who know how to look great in a suit but don't know what to wear on the weekends. And even, some guys that might be tradesmen or working with computers and accountants that, really don't get out and about in the shopping centres very much. So they need a bit of a hand just taking them shopping and looking at things in a new way. But, it's really easy for guys to get dressed, to tell the truth, because you really need a suit and a couple of great shirts and, two pairs of fabulous jeans, and that's all you need. It's much harder for a girl.
So I'm thinking of the typical guy who's really got no clue about this. Where should he start to get that kind of stuff?
Well, it depends on the age of the person to tell the truth. There's some basic rules around labels and especially with jeans. It's astounded me that we all still think jeans are really cool because they've been around for so long. And with most fashion garments, once sort of, the oldies get into them, well, then the cool people aren't interested. But it hasn't happened with jeans, has it?
No.
You see mum and dad in them and babies in them and cool teenagers in them, and they're just something that work everywhere you go practically. So it's worth investing a bit of money into a really good pair of jeans. And I think for guys in their 30s that G Star's a really good label, and if you go into Country Road, they seem to always get it right. And I know, some people think buying a label is a bit pretentious, but I think when a girl looks at you and she sees the right labels to wear, she then assumes that you know what's going on and feels a bit more confident about being with someone who's just right in the way they look. So yeah, starting with a good pair of jeans, and then with the shirts, it's really a good idea to stay away from prints unless you're really a stylish person, because they're very difficult and very personal prints. A self stripe is always good because it's subtle and works. Cottons are always acceptable. If you wear cottons and linens, they always look nice. But, you know, if you've got a ruddy complexion, I think it's a good idea to stay away from pinks and reds and oranges and stick to the cooler colours, the blues and greens. It's easy to see if a colour looks good on you or not, and it's really not always asking the sales assistant. But if you pick up a colour and just hold it up to your face and just look at your face, if you grab a red shirt and a blue shirt and you hold it up to your face and look in the mirror, you'll know which one looks great straight away. It's an instant thing.
Okay.
And if you don't, then you've got to go and find somebody that you know, probably a girl or a guy that you know dresses well, and take them along with you and get them to give you some honest advice.
Okay, great. So, look, I can remember this was one of those things for me that it took me a while to get over this kind of feeling that I didn't know what I was doing in this area. And something I actually found helpful was finding one of those smaller boutique kind of menswear stores where they have women serving and walking in and saying, hey, can you deck me out in a new outfit? And actually taking the advice of the sales assistant, right? Because
yes.
I'd kind of had this thing in my head that the sales assistant is just there to make money selling your stuff.
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me they actually want to sell you the stuff that will make you look good and that you want, right?
So you'll get compliments and come back.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
And I think David Jones is pretty good for that as well. You know, I think the girls there, whether they make a sale or not, doesn't really matter to them. But they're young and funky and they get a lot of pleasure out of helping you. So that's always a good place to go as well.
Yeah. Once I got that the sales assistant really wanted to help me get what I wanted, it actually became a whole lot more fun.
Yeah, it's a mindset, isn't it?
Whereas previously when the sales assistants would approach me, I'd be like, oh, you know, I don't, no, I'm right, you know. And really I had no clue. So this style thing is something that you got to learn, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, yeah, not everybody's born with a sense of style, and God knows I'm lacking in quite a few areas. But when it comes to fashion, I know what I'm doing. So I always had customers coming back to me and asking for me and knowing that I'd do the right thing by them. And if you can find someone that you can trust, well, then look after them and make sure that they know that you trust them and they'll put the time and effort in. That's great.
Uh-huh.
Good. Right. Good thinking.
So, are there any kind of obvious style mistakes that you see guys making that we're just clueless about?
Yeah, I think getting back to jeans again, they really are so important.
Okay.
I was even thinking about writing a book on jeans, how the jeans fit. You know, you just look at someone's bottom, and if the jeans don't fit well, you know, it's quite obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that actually somebody's already done it. I saw it in a bookshop a couple of weeks ago. I really believe, you know, if you go into general pants and just tell them that I want a pair of jeans that are going to look good and that are really the latest look, because you're going to wear them for at least a couple of years. So you don't want something that's one of the things that I find puts me off, because it's just not a fashion statement, but it's a comfort statement. And it's wearing a pair of those Levi 501s that have been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of a bit baggy around the bum, a bit baggy around the leg, and they're not well fitted, and they're just a little bit aging, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think if you go in and you find the jean that's sort of like, you'll know when you put it on, because you'll look at yourself and you'll go, wow, that looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe before you do that, maybe it's a good idea to hang around Paddington and somewhere that's a bit cool and look at a guy that you like the look of and sort of check him out a bit, you know, make sure he's not watching.
Mm-hmm.
But just see how his jeans fitting, what are the shoes he's got on with them. One of the most simple things with shoes is to just get a pair of Converse. They've worked for years. They're like jeans. They're cool, they're relaxed, they're comfortable, you can wear them anywhere. Going to nightclubs, you can wear your jeans, but your Converse are a bit casual. So sometimes, you know, a black leather shoe works, but if you can get a nice tan shoe to go with your jeans to wear to a nightclub and then a crispy white shirt, you could wear that nearly every week and always look great. It's just basic and simple, but it always works.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's great. So if a guy's really clueless in this area, one thing I guess he can do is look at what other guys that seem to look good are doing.
Yeah.
And work out, how do I get that stuff?
How do I get that look? And get the magazines as well. The men's magazines are great these days, you know. They'll show you what's happening and what's new, and you can read a lot about what's going on. And also the music magazines. The guys that are into music are usually dressed really well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all girls love a guy that looks like a rock star, don't they?
Right, absolutely. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah.
So, in addition to the style side of things, what are some other ways that a guy can improve his attractiveness to women? Like, what is it that women are looking for that us guys don't get?
Well, it'd be great if every woman thought the same way, but we're as different as you guys are, so something different for everyone. But at the end of the day, it's about being the best person that you can, so that you can attract the best woman that you can. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know men are actually visual. They like a beautiful woman. They like a woman that's dressed well, that's got her hair done, that's wearing the right things, and looks a little bit sexy. Well, girls are the same. They look at a guy and they think, wow, I like the look of him. And if he's wearing the right things, he's got the right hairdo, if he's a little bit cool, I think you can look a bit keen sometimes. And it's a bit hard to know the difference between looking too keen and being friendly, but it's all practice, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You try it, and well, that didn't work. Well, I'll try something different next time. And maybe something that you tried on the last girl won't work, for the next girl. So maybe you can go back to the one you tried before. But it is a bit bewildering, but it is for the girls as well, And sometimes, you were talking about when you walked into the boutique, and the sales assistant said, "Can I help?" And you said, "No, I'm just looking." Well, I think women get a bit like that as well, and I think that you get guys coming up and trying to chat you up, and you reject them because it's a habit, more than the fact that maybe you don't like the look of the guy. Maybe it's just because you're a bit too embarrassed to be friendly. Like in the shop, maybe you're a bit embarrassed to look like you needed help. Well, then, and so in thinking about that, I often think that it's a good idea never to take no for an answer straight away. Don't go running with your tail between your legs too quickly. Just sort of hang around a bit. And what girls really like is a guy who's a little bit cheeky.
Tell me a bit more about that.
Well, maybe I've noticed some guys, they'll sort of hang around waiting for a woman to leave the bathrooms, so that they know that she's on her own, and she's got a beeline back to her table or whatever, but she's sort of a little bit vulnerable at that second. So it's a good time to sort of stand around and maybe start up a conversation then, while she's just coming out of the bathroom. Women like to help as much as guys like to help women. So you could come with a little boy lost sort of a question, and it's all a little bit like a game. It's the game of attraction and the game of dating, and it should be fun and not too taken too seriously. I think if we feel that it's all a bit nerve-wracking and we take it too seriously, well, then that shows. So you've got to just sort of take 10 deep breaths. Feel like you're in control, and then just walk up and say something a little bit cheeky. And I had a guy come up to me once and say something like, "Well, there's no good looking women in this room, is there?"
And how did you respond to
I laughed, didn't I?
that?
Because if he did feel that way, he wouldn't be there talking to me, would he? So, if you can think of something that's going to make a girl laugh, well, you're halfway there, because everybody likes someone with a sense of humor.
Absolutely, yeah, it's very attractive, isn't it?
It is, and it's something that you're either born with or you have to work hard to achieve. But if you can achieve that, you really, you're halfway there. It's like if you want to get a good job, or you want to be good at sport. When you start off, you don't really know what you're doing. And so, it takes practice, it takes time, it takes money, it takes effort, but it's worth it. If you're looking for somebody really special, then you want to be very special yourself. And we all like to think of ourselves as special. We're all unique, and we're all different, and we do have things to offer. But you've got to be able to present that in a way that doesn't sound like you're showing off. You've got to learn how to tell a story and start a conversation that a woman's going to find interesting. A friend of mine used to love telling stories, but always in the story he was the hero.
Okay, right. So you can set yourself up as the hero of your own story.
Absolutely. And it's pretty better than saying, you know, I'm a number one football player or I'm this or I'm that. But if you can tell a story, you know, that, you know, something like, you know, oh, you know, I've got this friend of mine and her boyfriend's just split up with her. And, you know, she rings me every night crying and, you know, it's just too sad, but she won't get over it, you know. And I thought, look, I'll just give her a treat, you know. And I sent her off to the beautician and took her out to the piano room. And, you know, she had guys all over that night. I haven't spoken to her for 2 weeks, you know. He sounds like a really kind, generous, thoughtful kind of guy. You know?
He's riding in his shining armor on the white horse.
Absolutely. But, you know, he builds up the story first and then he's just the tiny bit at the end, you know. Like, wouldn't every guy do it? You know, sort of thing. And you know it might sound like a lot of BS, but look, it works.
The full interview goes on to cover how to learn to handle rejection, where to go to meet women, conversation skills, and much, much more. It's available as a free bonus when you purchase a copy of How to Become a Chick Magnet. To get your copy, just click the link in the presentation or point your browser to chick-magnet.net.